News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new initiative has been launched to help young people recognise problematic behaviour in a bid to combat sexual harassment on nights out. The free of charge, all right, all night course is being run by University College Cork. Louise Crowley, Professor in Family Law at the School of Law at UCC, joins us now. Louise, just explain this course to us.
Good morning, Shane. This course has been launched yesterday. Its aim, as you said, is to support young people to feel safer when they're out at night. It's a collaboration with the Department of Culture, Tourism, Arts, Media and Sport. And it was in response to focus groups with young people when working with the Nighttime Economy Unit in the department, that their biggest obstacle for nights out and that it discouraged them from going out at night was safety. And in particular, they requested that there would be a means whereby they could learn to recognise the signs of problematic behaviour and the acts of problematic behaviour, and in turn, be in a position with the relevant skills and awareness to take necessary steps to make an intervention. So whether that's recognising that they may be in a problematic situation and they need to remove themselves or remove a friend, or indeed respond to an incident as it plays out. But the critical message, of course, is that they must be safe in so doing. So we have a long-standing program in UCC, the UCC Bystander Intervention Program. So based on our experience, our data from that 10-year training program that's running since 2016, we were able to identify the key issues in a way that we could deliver this one-hour program, which is self-directed and allows young people to log on to allrightallnight.ie and to take the course. The course is delivered in a mix of education and bystander theory, together with the use of new bespoke Irish-made videos, which depict four different scenarios that would be very typical of a night out and the way in which young people can take steps.
Okay. So will it be kind of role playing, or I'm just kind of curious about the video. What would it look like when people log in?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously when they first log in, there's an explanation as to what the program is about and what the vision is, to allow people to realize their capacity to be part of a culture change, whilst they may never be the perpetrator or hopefully indeed the vulnerable person, that we all see things when we're on nights out, or we hear even our friends acting or talking in an inappropriate way. And if we have the capacity to realise that the behaviour is not okay, and we work on that through the beginning of the programme to ensure that people recognise the range of problematic behaviour and that there is no element of discomfort and disrespect or sexual hostility or harassment that anybody should endure, that we begin to bring in a new standard of respect that we demand by ourselves, young people, when they're out. And so through the training, having grounded them in what it is to be a bystander and the importance of using the skills and being triggered by a kind of a social contract to support others, your peers, and even people you don't know, we ensure that students can reflect on their own lived reality, let's be honest, through four different videos. So we depict scenes in relation to a spiking incident in a house party, a stalking incident where a young woman is being stalked by her ex-boyfriend and receives the support of her friend and enters the Garda station ultimately. We also have street harassment. So we have an LGBTQ couple on a night out subject to homophobic slurs on the street and the way in which another couple step in and support them. And then finally, we have an incident in a bar where we have a hen party and the women are hassling a man who is sitting there alone reading a book. And then we flip it in the course of the same video where it turns into men hassling a young woman in a bar sitting alone.
Okay.
And it's just to get people to recognize quite truthfully the reality of that, but also see the very safe interventions that can be made. So absolutely not suggesting anyone has a confrontation. Very rarely is that necessary. Rather, it's very simple things that people can do. Checking in, are you okay? Would you like our taxi? And just recognizing your friend may be missing, and this is the stalking video, and checking and realizing that the person is in danger and being able to step in and be there for them.
It sounds really good. It sounds like common sense. 18 to 24-year-olds, it's aimed at 5,000 places being available. Where can people get more information on it?
Yeah, so we really encourage people to go to our website, allrightallnight.ie, or also right across our socials. There's all kinds of ways of expressing an interest. So you can click on Express an Interest if you want to hear more generally about the program, because we also deliver train the trainer sessions in schools and in sports clubs and youth clubs where in-person workshops can take place with a full toolkit. But also the young people can log on directly on the website on the online training link and straight into it without any charge.
Okay, congratulations on the course. A really good idea. Louise Crowley, Professor in Family Law at the School of Law at University College Cork. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. All right, allnight.ie if you want.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.